teachers feel that they are being scapegoated and schools are being labeled and blamed for problems that are beyond their control.
Carl Korn is chief press officer with NYSUTS. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya issued her decision on receivership earlier this week. It imposes a collective bargaining agreement at the city's five persistently struggling schools. It calls to expand the school day and year and transfer teachers to other schools involuntarily. Korn tells WBFO News collective bargaining should be respected.
Our attorneys are still studying the commissioner's decision, but I think it's fair to say that there's a likelihood that that this will be in court. We have said and we maintain that we support teachers and parents in tackling the real causes of why schools struggle, and we're going to take any action that's necessary to defend the teacher voice and the parent voice.
What would be a solution then?
First thing to do is to attack the root causes of chronic underachievement, and that's poverty and violence and homelessness and lack of nutrition and lack of health care. Attendance is an issue in the Buffalo schools. I don't have the numbers at my fingertips, but obviously teachers can't teach students who are not in school, and teachers want those students to be in school. So those are the issues that should be tackled.
Buffalo School Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash failed to reach agreement on changes with the union. That's when he turned to the commissioner to intervene. WBFO News reached out to the district for response to the receivership decision, but they declined. However, last week, we talked to Cash about his concerns with the BTF.
Just think it's a long, entrenched labor situation here. You're talking about 40, 50 years. This is the way, you've done business here. So to change that, it's going to take time.
BTF President Phil Ramore has repeatedly stated the district bargained in bad faith. NYSUT says receivership would erode collective bargaining rights. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.